Over the last 87 episodes of That Anthro podcast, we have explored a wide range of anthropological research topics and methods, as well as learning about the stories of the people behind that research. And out of those 87 episodes, some of the most popular have featured the work of bioarchaeologists. In spite of this, in my day-to-day life, I still get asked, what is bioarchaeology? And my fellow graduate students and professors have recounted similar experiences to me. Generally speaking, people have no idea what bioarchaeology is. And even if someone might be familiar with the term bioarchaeology, sometimes they might misunderstand the current goals and types of research being conducted by bioarchaeologists and equate it with research practices of the past. If you are listening and you too are a bit confused about what bioarchaeology is or how bioarchaeology and archaeology differ, this series is for you. But I'll give you a quick introduction. Bioarchaeologists study human populations that lived in the last 10,000 years through their bones. Unlike archaeologists who examine ancient human lifeways through the objects left behind, bioarchaeologists research ancient human lifeways through clues embedded in the human skeleton. This includes asking questions about population health, diet, physical activity levels, and even migration patterns. But through my own education in bioarchaeology, I learned that unfortunately most of this extremely interesting research on how humans lived in the past never makes it past the pages of an academic publication or an academic conference. And this made me think, how can I expect people to understand what bioarchaeologists do, let alone the importance of bioarchaeological research, when it isn't being presented in an understandable way to the public? It became clear to me, bioarchaeology has a PR problem. This May, I will be releasing a three-part series on That Anthro podcast, aiming to present a holistic view of the field of bioarchaeology, past, present, and future. This will include diving into the history of what was once known as physical anthropology, and how various events and shifts in research paradigms have led us to bioarchaeology as it exists today. I will also unpack the prominent methods utilized in bioarchaeological research, as well as addressing some of the changes that still need to be implemented to make the field even more ethical. In this series, you won't just hear from me. You'll hear from some of the researchers themselves regarding their work, their visions for the future, and why they believe bioarchaeology is an important area for continued study. Such guests include Dr. Jane Bykstra, Dr. Clark Larson, Dr. Gwen Robin Shug, Dr. Jessica O'Reilly, Dr. Elizabeth Nelson, Dr. Amy Anderson, and more. This three-part mini-series entitled Bioarchaeology, the Past, Present, and Future will be released on the That Anthro podcast pages on May 8th. If you're a bioarchaeologist, I encourage you to share this with anyone who has ever wanted to know more about what it is you study. And most of all, I hope this series will reach further audiences that have maybe never heard of bioarchaeology before. Tune in May 8th for Bioarchaeology, the Past, Present, and Future, a mini-series on That Anthro podcast.